insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, let's listen to 168th to 172nd verses of this surah, Chapter Ash-Shu'ara.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Qala inni li'amalikum min al-qalin.
He said, Indeed, I am toward your deed of those who detest it.
Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun.
My Lord, save me and my family from the consequence of what they do.
Fanajjaynahu wa ahlihi ajma'in.
So we saved him and his family all.
إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ
Except an old woman among those who remained behind.
قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ He said, I do detest your doings. My Lord, deliver me and my family from the vice of what they do. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ So we did deliver him and his family all, except an old woman who remained behind. Then we destroyed the others. So this is what the response of Prophet Lut was when they threatened him to expel him from their city. قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ He said that I do detest your doings. This Quranic word, قَالِين, is usually used for an intensive opposition and expression of anxiety, which comes from the depth of the soul. So, this verse said, I do detest your doings, abhorring a bad thing, abhorring a deviation, A misdeed should always be shown verbally and practically, both together. So, bare anxiety is not enough. So, we must always be thinking of being delivered from the center of mischief. However, by this verse, the Holy Quran implies that without heeding their threats, Prophet Lut continued his words that he abhorred their doings, namely he would go on his protests and they would do whatever they could, like banishing and expelling him, because he was not afraid of their threats in his struggle in the path of Allah against their indecencies. He continued what his responsibility as the Prophet of Allah was. So, the application of the Quranic word qaleen in the holy verse shows that another group of the believers also supported Lut, but by their intense protest, although at last those disobedient people dismissed them from the scene.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, the interesting point in this part of the verse, قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ, is that Lut says he is the enemy of their doings. قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ, I do detest your doings. That is, he had not any enmity with those people themselves. No, their deed was shameful. What they were doing was indecent. And if they left those actions, the Prophet would be a sincere friend of them. So we should not oppose the man or woman doing the wrong action. We should always oppose, stand in opposition to that action. Finally, those admonitions and advice got no effect on these people. And finally, corruption had enveloped their entire society thoroughly. He had sufficiently completed the argument of the Almighty Allah, and Lut's mission had been fulfilled. He tried to guide the people, he tried to make them aware of what they were doing, but they threatened him that you will be banished, you will be expelled. Now, he must rescue those he can. And those who have believed in his call from this polluted region before the time when the fatal punishment of Allah comes to destroy those indecent people will be delivered. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. So, he starts a supplication. He invokes Allah to deliver him and his family from the vice of what they were doing. My Lord, deliver me and my family from the vice of what they do. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will, God willing, continue where we left off in this episode, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.